Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, a man who represents a group who got one of the great bargains of all time in Reno, Nevada. Ray Hagan.
Thanks, Sam. Today's guest is Jay Meilstrup. He and his partners have just purchased the Sienna Hotel in downtown Reno for $3.9 million. What a steal, and he's going to talk about what he's going to do with that property.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Dick Gamet, Larry Mathias, and Fred Lockett. Coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
You bet. Employee background checks, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in, about 10 years.
So, do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome to the program Jay Meilstrup. He is the principal of the Sienna Hotel Casino. And for our viewers and listeners in Southern Nevada, I want to point out that this is a beautiful hotel that sits on the Truckee River in downtown Reno. It was started out as a boutique hotel, ended up going into bankruptcy, and this property originally cost $85 million. You and your group bought it for $3.9 million. Was this the deal of the century?
We would like to think so. Time will always tell how we, with where the property goes and everything, but there's no question that we're all very pleased with the cost of entry.
Okay, so they had closed the property. It was in bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. You guys plan to reopen this as soon as possible. Are you looking at, an April date for the casino, for the hotel and the restaurants?
We're hoping sometime in the spring, as early as possible. The Nevada Gaming Control Board will actually determine what our opening date will be because of the licensing process is the longest piece of the schedule to get it open, but they've been very cooperative.
Okay, now are you all going to be licensed, you and your partners?
The ownership, the group that bought the casino, there were four of us, and then two of those people will actually be the licensees and will be operating, and we'll have a management contractor.
Okay, so you will open the gaming yourselves, or will you have to have somebody else come in until you get cleared by the Gaming Control Board?
Oh no, we'll be opening the operation ourselves, and we'll be on property there.
By spring, that's pretty fast.
Yeah, it is. Historically, it's kind of funny. We when you look at a casino acquisition, they usually take between six months, 18 months by the time that all of the terms are arranged. And then once you have a purchase agreement in place, there's the licensing period, which goes on for another 9 months. And every day we sometimes have to remind people that the auction process for the bankruptcy was a week. We actually bought the place in a week, and we're going to try to open it up in about 4 months. So it's a real compressed time frame.
It's very exciting. One of the things I'm thrilled about, and I like to point out in this program when there's so much doom and gloom out there, is that people who are sitting on cash, there are great opportunities in Nevada, both in northern and southern Nevada.
Well, absolutely. And I mean, the economy right now overvalues cash. So we're in a great position. We intend to open up debt-free, which I don't think will be a problem at their cost. But the it's not so much that, but the northern Nevada market actually offers a great opportunity. We had been looking for about a year for an opportunity to enter the northern Nevada market because the number of hotel rooms had been adjusted previously with the conversion to the condo units. It had actually dropped down a little bit. If you look at the stability of the gaming numbers right now in northern Nevada, it's far more predictable or stable than southern Nevada is. It really was the right time to get into northern Nevada, and you know, air traffic counts are up, the I-80 traffic counts are up. It's all of the economic indicators for a business like this are pointing to a recovery in northern Nevada, and I think we just caught the timing just perfect.
Well, you know, you do have it's a beautiful property in itself, but its location, and I want to refer to the Lake Mill Lodge, which backs it, which mm-hmm. backs up to your property. It's an eyesore. It's been called a flop house. It's had dozens of police calls to it, and it also brings in a less desirable clientele. How do you deal with your property being so close to what people call a flop house?
Well, it's funny, if you look at the Lake Mill Lodge, just on the other side of the Lake Mill Lodge are these beautiful law offices. You've got City Center, which was another, just spectacular piece of redevelopment, and you have, you know, one piece of property that has to be located somewhere. So, they're in the downtown core, but you have, you know, we're two blocks from the new ballpark. The river redevelopment has come right up to the Sienna. We've got the Pioneer Theater just adjacent to the property, the Harrah's National Automobile Museum, and we're right on the river. That, you know, that location is spectacular. I mean, it really is. I mean, the Lake Mill Lodge people should be very happy that, you know, the development's coming that way, and it's going to enhance the value of their property.
Any thoughts on buying that property and maybe demolishing it?
Yes. We're looking at all of the area for future expansion, parking, you know, stuff like that. I mean, we have to address all of those issues. But, when you look at the Sienna, we've heard criticisms over what some of the shortcomings for the property may be, and I think it will really be, it will be overcome by the quality of the service and the product that we offer there. And it really is an enhancement to the downtown market.
Well, you know, you speak about the Pioneer Auditorium. When anything comes downtown, your parking lot is somewhat small. It fills up really quickly, and then mm-hmm. your customers have nowhere to park. There were plans of building a parking garage to alleviate mm-hmm. that problem. Is that in your future?
Oh, absolutely. Parking is probably our number one priority for development as we look future, and we're looking at our options. The sale closed on December 3rd, actually, is when, mm-hmm. when we took possession of the property. And we're weighing all of the opportunities that we have. And one of the interesting things with the sale that when it went through this bankruptcy process and we got the property, we actually got a subterranean easement went with the property. So, I mean, there's a lot of plans in place for expansion and how to move people and expand that area. So we're not going to start the tunnel this week, but we do have the easement in place. Actually, the plan was to go under Center Street at one time and connect to the post office. And the post office was going to be relocated, and they were going to turn that into an entertainment venue.
Right.
All right. Let's take a break. Lots more to talk about. Very exciting news. We're right back in Nevada Newsmakers after this time.
Attention diabetics, if you've taken the diabetes drug Avandia, listen carefully.
If a member of your family has suffered a heart attack, stroke, or even died while taking Avandia, call the attorney Greg Jones right now.
If you or a loved one have taken this drug and were injured, you may be entitled to financial compensation.
For a free legal consultation, call 800-595-6139.
You don't owe us anything unless we're successful.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, this may be the most important phone call you'll ever make.
I owed $50,000 in taxes, but listen.
Your tax problem is settled. You only owe $8,400.
What a great message.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, then you owe it to yourself to call this number. Let our experts help guide you through the process of negotiating a tax settlement. Call this number or go to tax10000.com.
Entertainment, Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jay Milestrup. He is a principal with the Siena Hotel Casino, which is a beautiful property located on the Truckee River, had financial difficulties, but the physical plant is actually in great shape.
Oh, it's beautiful. Just beautiful.
I mean, it was completely remodeled for $85 million over the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
So you really don't have to do a lot of investing inside of the actual hotel, correct?
No, the property itself is in fabulous shape. You know, the stone finishes, the finish in each one of the rooms is amazing. There's stone floors and all the bathrooms, the tub surrounds, and the vanities. All of the finishes in the public areas that you see that appear to be wood are real wood. It's all mahogany. They spent a lot of money in making that property at you know the level that it is, and we're going to capitalize on that, we hope.
One of the things that people are so excited about for that property when it first opened was that it was a remodel of a building. It was stripped down to the bone, but it was a remodel of a building that was actually on the river. And people for years had complained that, you know, we have this beautiful river running through downtown Reno. It's this, you know, San Antonio style, and yet we hadn't really developed it. Now we've got the Whitewater Park, we have movie theaters, we have restaurants, we have bars. Do you plan to do any expansion of the dining areas, of the outdoor areas, to go out through river? And I'm asking you this because my wife said I had to ask.
Well, interestingly enough, my wife has also looked at that area, and she's very much in favor of it. Everybody that's looked at the property, we want to take advantage of that river, and we have, you know, conceptual drawings right now, but the city has been so supportive of helping us expand the balcony areas and the walkways along the river. And there's really three primary spots. You know, we've got the fine dining right in the middle that really doesn't have, it's a beautiful river view, but they've got one patio that comes off the private dining room on the end, and then the coffee shop also has the walkway, which we plan to expand first, and then down where there's a banquet room on the east side of the building also has plenty of room to expand out over the river. So hopefully we'll have a patio out there for everybody to enjoy within a year.
Do you have any experience running a casino complex? That was one of the criticisms of the former owner, Barney Ng. People thought he came to town, he thought he knew it all, and people called him a rube.
Well, yes, but anyway, Barney's not in the picture anymore. We're an independent group. This is my fourth time in front of the Nevada Gaming Control Board for licensing. I've been in gaming all of my life. My partner has been in gaming for most of his adult life. We're very well founded, or we're well grounded in gaming. I have manufacturing experience, operations experience, and I ran one of the largest casino complexes in the world up in the Niagara Falls View region.
Oh.
So this one we're really looking forward to, because I have to tell you, everybody from the industry that has looked at that property sees the potential, and you know, the whole industry is pulling for it.
Okay. Now, you know, the old ownership with Barney Ng, they had lingering issues with the Gaming Control Board, with creditors, with litigation. Does any of that follow you with the new ownership? Are
No.
you clean from all of that?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. The bankruptcy procedure basically wiped the slate clean, and we're starting off as it's a new opening. And, and one of the things we were actually laughing about the other day is we might be the largest casino opening in Nevada this year.
That's true.
I think so.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We were talking a little bit off camera before we started the interview, and you were talking about, you know, what portion of the high-end market really can exist for Reno. But, you know, you look at the reality, there are a lot of $125 a plate wine dinners that go on in this town just from the locals.
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of the things we look at, the rib cook-off is a perfect example. It draws 100,000 people to the Reno Sparks area. We have 200 hotel rooms. So we believe that there, you know, proportionally the property is small. It is a boutique casino, and we intend to keep it in that vein and present it that way. But it's 200 hotel rooms and 20,000 square foot of gaming. It's not a significant big property that, you know, we're going to have to rely on huge market support. We're going to find the, you know, the markets and the people who are looking for that type of product and reach out to them, and hopefully we believe that they'll respond.
Do you think it's going to be a locals property primarily, or do you think it's going to be more of a bringing people to the area.
Well, it's interesting. Brooke Dunn, who is here with me today, and we debate this all the time. The one thing you have to realize about local businesses is you never tell, or a casino operation, you don't tell the locals you're a locals place. They tell you you're a locals place. And we're going to have a very high quality dining experiences. We're going to keep that wine cellar, the beautiful wine cellar down there. And we're going to offer probably products or experiences that are on the upper end for Reno. And we hope that everybody feels comfortable enough to come down there. Valet parking, we're going to emphasize the valet parking to make the experience more comfortable. And we also believe that the size of the property is more amenable or agreeable to the locals, because you can pull right up to the front door and get right in, and you don't have to go through the larger complexes where some of the other properties have expanded. It gets a little bit uncomfortable going through.
You know, when you talk about attracting the locals market, one of the things that I see about the Siena is that your access from the freeway is very inadequate. Center Street, this traffic goes in the wrong direction. And also, when you see the location of the Siena in comparison to other casinos in town, it can be a dark and dangerous walk from maybe the Calneva to the Siena. How do you overcome that?
I've made that walk a number of times. It's not really dark and dangerous. I mean, we're talking about Reno. We have very good, I always tell people I could be the ambassador to Northern Nevada. I love the weather up here. I love the community up here. There's relatively little crime. I'm not saying that, Reno is crime-free or anything, but I refer to it all the time as one of the last unspoiled cities in the United States. The walk across the bridge, it's actually a very nice walk across the bridge. We've got the ice skating rink is in that park right across. It's really a park-like setting. If people, choose to focus on, one or two events or something like that, and they want to peg the entire downtown, that's just not fair, because I was talking to the people of the city, and one of the things that just impresses me about downtown Reno is you have to look for graffiti. I mean, this is not like if you go to some of the bigger tourist destinations.
Yeah, the city really jumps on that.
Yeah, I mean, they're very good at keeping the community very clean, safe, and warm feeling. Warm not being, relating to the weather. That's kind of hurting us this week. But it is a good environment down there, and I feel very comfortable, walking the streets of downtown Reno, at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I have to say that, there are other developments that are going to be announced here in the next few weeks. They're in the downtown area. Mm-hmm. And it's a very exciting time, I think, for downtown Reno. And we've seen this dramatic growth with the ballpark and the Freight House District. And between Las Vegas, downtown, coming back, and now Reno's downtown coming back, we just can't wish you anything but the best of luck.
Well, I appreciate it.
And come back when you're ready for the opening, okay?
Make sure we'll be here.
All right. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time out.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductors Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
Looking for a low-priced burger deal? That's easy. Oh, you want taste with that? Then you want one of A&W's new $3 Big Taste Meals, featuring our new barbecue bacon crunch with fries for just $3 every day. A&W, taste the real deal.
Joe's Diner is celebrating its 10th year in business by offering new early bird specials. $1 espresso, $1 latte, $1 cappuccino, $1 mocha, $1 mimosa, plus $1 beer and $1 wine happy hour. And don't forget the $5.99 breakfast, lunch, or dinner weekday value menu. Cheddar Jack cheese omelets, burger and fries, falafel and fries, and super sloppy Joe and fries. In its 10th year, Joe's continues to be Reno's best value. Eat at Joe's, corner of South Virginia, Neal.
At Evergreen Carpet Care, when we say we live with your carpets, it means our service continues even after we've left the job. Because to us, people care is every bit as important. So we're constantly striving to offer the best possible customer service in the business.
For example, we do something that no one else does. We'll give you a follow-up call to make sure your job was done perfectly. And I mean perfectly. If not, we'll make it right. We promise.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's forever evergreen.
Looking for a low-priced burger deal? That's easy. Oh, you want taste with that? Then you want one of A&W's new $3 Big Taste Meals, featuring our new barbecue bacon crunch with fries for just $3 every day. A&W, taste the real deal.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Dick Gamick is here, the Washoe County District Attorney. Larry Mathias is Executive Director of the Nevada State Medical Association. And Fred Locken is Political Science Professor at Truckee Meadows Community College. Welcome to all of you. So Ed Vogel out with a story today in the RJ saying a report says that Nevada's economic and budget crisis will last for 10 years. This is from a regional think tank. The report predicts an especially harsh budget climate throughout the decade for Nevada, even though the economy will improve and the population will rise because the region's sunny climate and reduced housing costs. Your thought, do you think that we're in the tank for 10 years?
I don't know if we're that long or not, but what I read this morning, the report went on to say that we are so narrow on our revenue generating streams in this state, if we don't make some really drastic changes and broaden that base and diversify more than we do now, it may be more than 10 years. We're in a jam. We rely on two basic taxes that are way down, and I don't see them recovering anytime soon.
So can you broaden the tax base and still keep a no new taxes pledge?
No, and you don't get out of a depression. The national recession has created spots that are depressions, and I think Nevada, particularly southern Nevada, is a, you can make a pretty strong case that that's what we're in. It takes a lot longer to climb out of that. It's about the unemployment, about people giving up, about the places closing that aren't going to be reopening in the same form during the next few years. It'll be a generation that'll grow up with different expectations and aspirations. And during that time, we will be relooking at how we collect revenues and what our base of the economy is and what our expectations are.
But then, you know, you look at our previous guest, Jay Mostrup, investing in Reno with cash on hand. You look at the M Resort turning over for 23 cents on the dollar. Do you not see American optimism and people sitting on the sidelines with cash that can come in and generate things in a faster fashion?
I think that there always are people with cash who are optimistic that that cash is going to get them more cash, and sometimes it does, and sometimes the cash just goes away.
We just have to be thinking differently. This is a redefining economic crisis, and none of the business as usual will be relevant in the 21st century. Within that context, we have, within higher education, sensed it would take us 8 to 10 years to get back to where we were in 2007. So I think that's been the consensus among many leaders in the state of Nevada, so the report's not too startling that way. But we do have to finally get off the dime and start redefining this financial structure. We can't fund government the way we have funded government.
Well, here's the state's big problem about redefining their tax and revenue base is that this summer the state contracted Moody's investment firm to do a complete study on Nevada's tax structure, and that was going to be the basis of a debate to widen the tax and revenue structure for the legislature. And what did they do? They dropped the ball on it. It never got done. There is no bipartisan study that has to do with the tax base, and that, so the legislators have nothing to go on. It is not going to get done this session at all. We're not going to expand the tax base at all, which I think is sad.
Therein lies the problem. We've gone through two sessions now where that was supposed to have been addressed and at least started, and nothing's happened.
Well, you know,
so now we're into a third session where it looks like we're not going to do anything. And with that, we're going to be way past 10 years before we ever see recovery.
I see the legislature, they're all concerned about getting reelected. And when you have more than 20 freshman legislators in the building now, what is it? They're facing their first reelection campaign. So are they going to be courageous? I don't think so. Again, I think we're going to kick the can down the road and leave it to the 2013 or 2015 session.
I think that another way of putting it is that we are in desperate need of leadership. We have new leaders.
Amen.
They're all unproven in many respects, but if we're going to get out of this, it's going to be something where there has to be leadership so that there is the building of a consensus. You don't build the consensus first and then look for the leaders to do
something. All right, but now you have an interesting situation where you have a young governor who has quite a track record of accomplishment in getting to these various offices, and a lot of talk that down the road he's still young enough that there could be a lot of national positions available to him. How does that play into all this? Because if things don't get fixed, certainly within the next 4 to 8 years, that goes away.
Well, it's huge. I was thinking yesterday about the potential rising star of Brian Sandoval within the Republican Party. They desperately need someone like Brian at the national level. But he's going to have to be tested. He's going to have some home runs here. And so I think that's going to really define in many ways. I think he's motivated for many of the right reasons, but frankly his political ambition and his desire to be successful so that he has an even brighter future, I think will make for a very interesting session.
And success will be redefined. Success is about the direction. Are we in the right trend line? Are we going in the right direction? Is the mood of the average Nevadan more optimistic? I don't think that we're going to be out of this in 2 years, or 4 years, or 6 years. I don't see any reason that we should think that we're going to be back to 2005 or 2006 that way. It's not going to happen like that. And I think the successful leadership is going to be that what puts us on a pathway that most people will see that we're going in the right direction.
I think that Brian Sandoval's national potential for higher office actually hurts Nevada, because to get to a national office, he's got to keep on the national Republican talking points, and one of those is no new taxes. And so I think when you have a no new taxes mantra, it takes a lot of different things just off the table right away, and I don't think that helps Nevada.
Well, I think also one has to look around and see where there may be any pots of money left that may be there to be able to help out, but more on that to come. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
And don't be surprised if the national party's talking points change.
States throughout the nation are suffering staggering deficits, and the financial outlook in the West is less than golden. We'll hear about a new study from the think tank Brookings Mountain West on the plight of the Western states. That's in the next Face to Face.
Now's a great time to get behind the wheel of a new Subaru from Lithia Reno Subaru. Right now, the new 2011 Legacy is only $199 a month. That's right. Lease a new 2011 Subaru Legacy from Lithia Reno Subaru for only $199 a month over 36 months. Or enjoy 0% financing on virtually every new Subaru in stock. Now is the best time to get into a new Subaru with a $199 lease on a brand new Subaru Legacy or 0% financing on new vehicle purchases. Come into Lithia Subaru of Reno today.
People in Nevada are choosing Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield for their health coverage. So if you need an individual health plan, what's stopping you from joining?
With kids, I have to be prepared. Do you cover preventive care?
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a choice of plans, including those with preventive care, to help your family and your budget stay healthy.
I'll bet my personal doctor isn't in your network.
I'll bet he is. And our large network of doctors and hospitals helps you save on the cost of your care, adding more value to your coverage.
I'm self-employed. I need something simple and affordable.
No problem. Our plans are designed for different needs and budgets. Compare plans and apply online 24 hours a day. Or call us to discuss your options. Join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield for service and value.
For a free rate quote for you or your family, call 1-866-759-5029 or visit us online at anthem.com/join in.
The News 4 iPhone app. You can get up-to-the-minute headlines, check the weather, watch featured stories, or even pull newscasts. Just search KRNV in the App Store. Don't have an iPhone? Check out My News 4 mobile.
Thanks for watching. On our next broadcast, we'll have Teresa Benitez-Thompson, a new assemblywoman from Reno.
We'll see you then.